Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our guest is the play-by-play voice of the Chicago White Sox, Jason Benetti. Jason, thanks so much for joining us. How are you doing today? We appreciate the time.
I'm fantastic. I wish I had your weather, but I'm fantastic. Thank you for having me and for the very kind introduction.
You're very welcome, and I want to get right to it just so people, you know, get it and understand, you know, what you have accomplished, which I think is phenomenal, to have been born with a cerebral palsy and to be one of only, 30 people in this entire nation who are a play-by-play voice of a Major League Baseball team franchise. It's a remarkable accomplishment. It's something to be proud of, whether you have cerebral palsy or not, but the fact that you do, I'm just curious, how proud of that, your community, the cerebral palsy community, how proud of you are they and the people that you kind of represent doing what you're doing?
Yeah, you know, that is an interesting question, and I don't often think of what you said about being one of 30 and the tiny odds of even just getting one of these jobs, let alone being somebody who's got something with like stigma attached to it. So, it's that kind of hit me as you said it. But the hard part about being a representative for the community of people with CP is I was a really lucky person with CP. There are a lot of people who have the same joy for sports that I do and the same zeal for communicating who have CP, who use assistive technology devices. I mean, people may not know this, but there's technology now for people who are unable to speak with their actual voice that they can use an iPad to talk, or they can use technology, eye gaze technology, to select words on a screen. So basically you're using your eyes to point a laser, essentially, to pick words to say. So it's such a varied and variable disorder that it's hard to represent everybody. But I do notice when I go to events or children's hospitals that it's much more about the parents, actually, than it is even the kids. I was one of them, and the kids are typically just too naive to the differences that they have at 10 or 12 even, because the parents do a great job of letting them be kids. So really, I think I just, by being in front of them, bring a little hope to parents, which is a pretty awesome thing to get to do just by roaming the earth.
Jason, one of the things that you spoke about in that CBS piece that caught my eye, I'm a father of four, and you mentioned sometimes, you know, you'll be out, a child will recognize or will see you and ask their parents, you know, what is wrong, and they tend to shun their kid away or to tell them, you know, be quiet, don't make light of that. And you actually made it seem as though that was the wrong way to go about it. How do we go about educating our children about, you know, CP?
Yeah, I'm not. That's hard too. I'm not really in I'm not in the business of telling parents how to parent, because it's odd to have your kid say something loudly that might make somebody's day a little bit worse initially. But I think what I try to convey with the stuff I do with the Cerebral Palsy Foundation that we've collaborated on is just say, if you hear your child, and it's very normal for a kid to say, hey, that's different than right. What I'm used to seeing. My college friends have kids, And they'll go to their house and they'll say, well, why does Uncle Benetti walk different? And their immediate response, even my close friends, is like, oh, don't say anything. And it's like, no, let me just tell you what it is. Now, I can't speak for everybody with a disability and say they're all going to be pleased as punch that they're getting asked the question.
Right.
But generally, you know, like if you have one of those situations and you go home, I think it's a really good time to say, hey, remember when I said, hey, don't say anything about that right then? It's not because it's wrong to talk about. It's just because not everybody thinks about it in that way. And so here's what's going on with that person. They just walk differently or they talk differently, but they've got the same heart as we do. That sort of thing. I mean, I just think there's a way to make it not an us versus them sort of situation. And I tend to think that when you say, hey, shh, be quiet, don't talk about them like that, kids kind of put their feelings away about it, and then they make the assumption that there's just something wrong with the person, when instead it's just like, hey, maybe they just want to go shopping and don't really want to talk about walking funny today.
Right.
There is nothing wrong with Jason Benetti. There is everything right about Jason Benetti. He is the play-by-play voice of the Chicago White Sox. He has cerebral palsy, and he is an inspiration to thousands, maybe tens of thousands, people in this country. And we're proud to have him on the program. Jason, you said, I know in the piece, part of it was that you grew up and talked. You were like I was. You sat there and turned down the sound on the television, right, and practiced the games and stuff. I'm just curious. I used to get a lot of really strange looks from people in my family when I was sitting there announcing the game with no sound on. Did you get strange looks too? People saying, "My goodness, what are you doing?" Because that's kind of how it all starts for a lot of announcers.
Yeah, it was friends of mine realizing that maybe they didn't want to hang out as much because I would do play-by-play of video games while we were playing. And it's like, hey, dude, like, I know you enjoy this, but can we just, like, play instead of you calling home runs on Ken Griffey Jr. baseball? Like, what is your deal? So, yeah, I mean, I guess I get to choose the awkward stares I get, and that was where I started. No, look, it's great fun to do games. I've always felt that way. And yeah, I think a lot of us start in that way, and you get a love for it and for those moments that you just can't replicate anywhere else.
Jason, let's ask you, I would like to ask you a baseball question. In terms of the White Sox, they seem to be an up and coming team. They got some young talent on that squad. What do you think they need to do to take that next step in competing for a wild card or a playoff spot?
Now that we're not as serious about like life and psychology and all that, I want to say I'm sorry I missed you by a year in Syracuse, Tony.
Yeah, yes.
I was the voice of the Chiefs until 2014. So I missed you by one season when you were playing AAA. So I'm sorry I missed you.
Hey, I'm sorry I missed you, but hopefully we get a chance to run across each other now that you're with the White Sox, though.
That would be great. That would be great. And I was very touched about the hit you had after your father passed away. My buddy Kevin Brown,
yes,
called games that year. He sent me the clip, and I was like, man, that is just one of those awesome moments. So I wanted to share that. But,
thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. It was so cool. White Sox. I think the fan base is ready for the White Sox to make some sort of splash in free agency. I don't know exactly what that's going to look like. But the reason is you got Yoan Moncada, you have Tim Anderson, you have Eloy Jimenez, Lucas Giolito was, if he's not the comeback player of the year, I don't know who
is.
And I know in order to be the comeback player of the year, you got to like, have got to have come back to something, but he was like the worst pitcher in Major League Baseball in 2018, and he's just been such a wonderful story of hard work and dedication and all of that. You got him and Ronaldo Lopez and Michael Kopech coming back from injury, and Carlos Rodon. Like, there's this litany of young, talented, really hyper-talented, skilled players. And so it's like, what will the decision be, and who will the team go get this coming off season? But you do feel things building. I mean, the Tigers don't really have an end of their rebuild in sight. The Royals have just started. The Indians had all those rumblings about possibly trading Corey Kluber, and they traded Trevor Bauer, and what's that going to look like in the division? Our feeling is that it's going to be maybe the White Sox and Twins for some years. Depending on the direction the Indians go, it could be a three-team deal. But I kind of feel like the Sox have, you know, a couple people to go sign. I don't know who it's going to be, but if they do that, I do think this young core is pretty magnificent.
Yeah. Jason Benigni is our guest. He's the voice of the Chicago White Sox. And, boy, this has really been a pleasure to have you on the program, Jason, and very inspiring. And I just wanted to just maybe kind of – we got a couple seconds left here. As far as your broadcasting world is concerned, all of us, no matter whether we have cerebral palsy or not, we have to overcome obstacles to get to where we get to. And I'm just curious, did you ever get to a point where you felt like, you know what, I love this, I would love to be a play-by-play guy, but it's just never going to quite work out for me? Was there ever a time you got to that point, or were you always able to see a little light at the end of the tunnel and keep on going?
I was too stupid to think it might not work out. I mean, you just love doing something and you just go do it. But I did. It's funny we were talking about Syracuse, because right after I left Syracuse in 2014, I went to this big seminar, and there was an image consultant at the seminar, and she told the large group that they should not wear as bright of ties because it detracts from what they're saying, and the people at home are looking at the tie instead of their face and the words. And then I went and met with her individually, and she said, well, one thought I have for you is to wear brighter ties. I was like, wait a second. That's not nice. And she was like, no, we just want to, like, accentuate your positive features. And my thought was like, oh, so my torso is wonderful. Like, what are we doing here? But that's when I was like, you know, you jump into TV, you're going to get some people who think things about you. Like, that's just the lay of the land. People are going to watch just like they watch players and think stuff about players. They're going to think it about announcers. And it's time to get a little thicker skin, because that's just going to happen.
Well, Jason, again, thanks so much for taking the time. This was just one of those stories. When I was watching it, I said, I really want to share this with the people of San Diego, and it's very gracious of you to do that. I know you're probably asked to do these kinds of interviews all the time and would much rather talk just baseball all the time. So hopefully we will have you on again, and next time we will be able to talk solely about baseball and the White Sox, and hopefully things are cooking there on the south side. But thanks again for the visit. We really enjoyed it, and continued best of luck.
Thank you, Jason.
How about this? When the Sox play Interleague in San Diego next year, I'll come in studio.
Perfect.
You have perfect. We'll send the limo for you.
Wait, we don't have a limo.
Scraby, get a limo. Get a limo, Scraby.
We don't have
Come
a limo.
On, limo.
We don't have a limo.
But we'll get a limo.
But we'll gladly have you in.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.